may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Aztecs, or the Mayans. That they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Intercom.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I know drug real from real real.
Chris, I take real today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
The baby is only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you want, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you, I'm gonna speak in Spanish.
I what know, the fuck you speak, want? You speak English, I say.
You motherfucking, you motherfucking.
Ah,
go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't never,
I'm punching him out.
Call again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, this a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit for the man, Detroit's back. Any nigga pop,
Good evening, everybody. It's 10 p.m. sharp, and we're starting on time. How about that, Andy?
That's great.
We did something right.
Look at us.
Yes. I think I know why it happened, though.
Why?
We didn't have to wait on a certain somebody.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that later, but... Okay. Hey, everyone.
Gandhi?
No, not Gandhi, but close.
You're not going on, I'm thinking of shit.
You're not stopped yet, I need to listen.
I'm going to tape it and edit it and send it to you. Are you happy? You?
Yeah.
Yay.
I need to fuck a goat.
No, Gandhi didn't fuck a goat, Andy. How would you say that?
Okay.
All right.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's the Madhouse. You're listening. It's Thursday, April the 13th. It's 10:01 p.m. Eastern, which would mean it's 1... No, it's not 1 a.m. in California. It's 7 p.m. On the West Coast, and my phone's ringing. Milkman's calling the cell phone, which he knows for a fact is not connected to the computer. I don't know why he would do that.
Why don't you talk to him? You don't like him anymore?
I'm talking on the show. If I start talking to the cell phone, it goes all like, like it makes that weird noise and shit.
He's probably sad.
Yeah.
No one talked to him.
He knows to call the other number. He's like my dad. He'll call in 2 seconds. Watch.
Oh, no.
Well, he'll talk to the voicemail. That's what Milkman does.
Hey.
Like, hey, Carlito, pick up. Hello. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear?
Does he really?
Then he goes, okay, man. okay, man. Hey, you got my phone over there. I need that one. That's the master.
Whatever.
Phone. It's from St. Croix. You know who that is?
St. Croix.
The dad, you're on the air.
Shouldn't the dad.
What's up, sir? Milkman, we're just starting the show.
Okay. So
here on the line with me, I have none other than the Milkman. What's up, Milkman?
Hey, you're on the air?
We're on the air right now. We started on time.
Without you, things get done.
Because you're not here.
Oh, my God. Well, now you can't blame me about it. So.
We just did.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're telling everybody that apparently Prankmaster has sent you a virus or done something to your computer, and you're not able to be with us tonight.
Is that true?
Well, yeah, I've definitely got PC problems, and so I'm sorry. I apologize, everybody. I'm sure gonna miss it. I'm sure gonna miss not being able to join in and be on the coconut tree on my banana phone and join in through the satellite link.
I heard that he poisoned the monkey that you have that power your whole setup there. He put poison in their dog food.
Well, I think he did poison the bananas, see, because that's what I normally see in bananas. And they like turn this like little treadmill, like a little wheel that a hamster cage has. And I got just perfect size for my monkeys, and they fell over. They fell over dead, man. I think they had a heart attack. So
he got them hooked on bad heroin. That's what he did.
Bad heroin.
He gave him bad smack.
Did you teach your monkey to shoot heroin, man?
I noticed that. You know, they did have these little. They had these little brown spots in their little pants there. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not. You know,
I give them meth during the day and heroin at night, and they work like motherfuckers.
Hey, they did look like they were penetrated too. Yeah. You know, like digital penetration was a.
Digital? Are you serious?
In the bathing suit area.
Oh man.
Yeah, I was pretty disgusted, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's what got the whole thing started, Carlito. I noticed this deflated blue raft over here, just right down our road right here, real close by where the ocean comes up by the back of my house there. And it's just kind of strange coincidence. There was a deflated blue raft there, my servants, all getting attacked and dying.
Servants, no man's slave.
It's like the end of Scarface, actually.
He's overthrowing So I think Prankmaster is actually there overthrowing the communist government of the St. Croix, which you were in charge of, right?
Well, I think that last I heard he was on the Disney cruise line.
It's a fellow doofus. It's a fellow doofus.
And seriously, Milkman, there is, and not a lot of people know about this, it's not being reported on the news, but there's a lot of civil unrest right now in the Virgin Islands, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, man, actually.
There's been a lot of rioting, I hear, and a lot of losses.
All the organized establishments around here, they got people surrounding them, they got big fires burning out in front of places, the grocery stores and stuff. It's pretty terrible, man. Right now, I'm kind of worried. Luckily, I'm holed up here in my bunker up here on the mountain.
Yeah, because they love white people there.
Yeah, they really like to
tear you apart. Yeah.
I think they're supposed to be like a big barbecue tonight. If you want some white chicken, man, I think you can go down there by the bar and you can get some, man. There may be some out tonight, man, for free.
Hey, man, I made a milkman belt.
Milkman belt?
Yeah, man, a milkman belt.
I use his long head.
Just keep my milk to myself, man. I ain't gonna go down that day, man.
I braided his hair into a rope to hang him with. Yeah, man.
We don't know what's gonna happen that day. So, man, the milkman gonna stay right up here on this mountain, man, and stay down and watch the fires burn down low.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was unrest in Haiti, man. So
Virgin Islands, St. Croix, to be exact.
Virgin Islands. I didn't even know.
It's been kind of hush hush. It's been really hush hush. They didn't want anybody to know about it because they're afraid that if word got out that there's rioting and unrest here,
no one would go. Yeah, I wouldn't go.
Yeah, They may send the National Guard in here, but you know, and if they send them in here, what are they going to do without them? You know, what are they going to do without the National Guard over in Iraq? So,
yeah, whoever
that to keep it hush hush
is Milkman.
That's no.
That is Milkman.
That's not Milkman.
I'm showing my.
That's not Milkman.
That
does not sound like what he. Yo,
Milkman,
no,
these are your pictures you sent me, right?
Huh?
You by the beach. I got you here. This is him in the middle there. And that's
like Milkman, you look like a Samoan. Are you part Samoan?
He's part
Samoan. Look at the hair. Crazy. That might be.
No, man. I'm black, dude. What's wrong with you, dude? Can't you tell? Are you blind?
No, Milkman, what's your racial heritage?
Seriously. I'm black.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm black.
Solid African black, dude. Yo, man, what kind of shit you trying to stir up there? Shit, man.
That's
made me go down and break my on your ass. I'm going to have to get some of my pimps down in there, man. Man, shut up, man. Don't be talking shit now.
No, man, are you a Samoan or a Maori? Or an Indian?
What the hell is that, man?
A Samoan?
That's a cookie, man, by the Girl Scouts. I don't eat those, man. I like the mint tin.
Is Milkman Spanish? Like you, Carlito?
No, Milkman is half Japanese.
Is he?
Yes.
Are you half Japanese, Milkman?
Of course.
Alright.
No, African and Japanese.
He's not African Japanese.
African-Japanese, German, let's see, I'm also Puerto Rican, Irish, English, Scottish, Cherokee, also Italian, and a little bit of French.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So seriously, we're going
to... Did I leave anything off?
No.
So you're pretty much...
Oh, wait, okay, I forgot. Okay, Jewish.
No, man,
there we go. Now I got them off.
You can't date anyone in my family. Sorry, buddy.
All right, man. I see how it is, man. I know. It's once again, you know, it's just, you know, it's more of this racial profiling.
Yeah, I mean, Milkman, actually, I don't think you have anything to worry about with riots and shit. You'd probably be their leader. You could be their.
Well,
I'm
the mastermind, dude.
Yeah.
I'm the mastermind. That's my role.
You do your taxes, Milkman?
Yeah.
Yeah? What you getting back this year?
Nothing.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, refunds. Nothing from nothing leaves. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do the refund thing and shit whenever possible.
You let the government keep it, huh?
Nah.
I want them to pay off the debt.
Milkman,
I want them to re-elect George Bush with it.
Milkman, you can't be in the chat room, but I'm updating you. Mike and T has said that Milkman is salmon.
You're a fish?
You're a fish, apparently.
I gotta go spawn up river.
Don't salmon like swim up river and die?
I'm gonna swim up to Ohio and spawn, and then I'm gonna die.
There you go.
I like it. I like salmon now, man. I'll
eat it. I'm a cannibal.
Shit,
but seriously, you're not what we imagined, but you're a great guy, and we're gonna seriously miss you. And you're gonna miss Milkman. Salmon.
Yeah,
I almost called him Salmon. You're gonna miss Milkman tonight.
Well, I'm sure he's gonna call in every week, and we can talk to him, and then eventually he'll be back on.
Milkman, let's do a prank call.
Okay, well, I guess Andy's not going to answer. He's not going to miss me. All right.
No,
Andy,
I just said I would. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're
dude, all right. Well,
don't
I didn't hear you.
Don't be a passive-aggressive dick, Milkman. Don't be, like, passive-aggressive towards me, dude. We're good friends.
No, I didn't hear you, so I wasn't sure if you was busting my chops.
I'll repeat what I said. Milkman will eventually be back, and, you know, I'm sure he'll call in every week, and then everybody will be real happy.
I would suppose.
Right?
I would suppose so.
Until, like, he, you know, finishes overthrowing the Virgin Islands government, and he takes over.
Yeah.
I'm the new Miles C. Sung.
Yeah.
Miles C. Sung.
Yeah.
The Island of Milk. We're going to rename it the Island of Milk, man, okay?
We got slingshots that'll throw a coconut a quarter mile. All
right.
Yeah. I'll be the Emperor of Milk City.
I'm gonna build a Death Star.
Me and all my cows.
Alright, let's move on, though. Milkman, just to let you know what's going on right now, we have 34 listeners on PCU. Isn't that great?
Yeah!
Oh, that sounds kind of bad. Don't we get way more than that?
Yeah, normally we do. And actually, numbers have been really bad lately.
That's because Milkman hasn't been here.
Because Milkman hasn't been in here. Let's see if we're on Hit City.
Oh, that's right, Hit Parade, right. Yeah, what's the deal with them?
Are
we back on with them?
I
wasn't sure if he was busting my chops.
You can tell we're on Hit Parade because they dropped
12 listeners already. Well, hey, okay, so everybody, you're listening to us on the Madhouse Radio Network, and We're on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. That's kdkprankcalls.com. KDK as in kill, death, kill. kdkprankcalls.com. What?
Yeah.
No?
That sound bad.
That sound bad? The way I'm talking?
Yeah, you got. No, I think you got the two microphones. You got feedback going on there.
How about that? There we go. Maybe that's
horrible.
Better. Oh, shit. It's probably your phone. Your phone sucks.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, we gotta get better phones in here. Anyway, and we're also on Hit City. Hit City
Radio.
Are you
sure we're on there?
Yes, we are. We're on the air, and we're on both networks right now. We have.
Oh, wow.
We had another 22. We're down to 20 now, so we've lost.
Yay.
When we started, he was maxed out at his 32, but you're listening to us on Hit City Radio.
Please stay on.
But yeah, listen to us, man. We play music. I know y'all listening to music on iTunes and stuff, and you're listening to us, and we ask you to stay with us.
Hey, don't be a dick.
Anyway, Hit City playing all the hits from
yesterday.
Damn it, man. Hit City Radio playing all the hits from yesterday and today, and that's hitcity.aim-planet.com. hitcity.aim-planet.com.
So there
we are.
Hey, listen, man, just because we have some music all day, you know, we can give them a little entertainment in the evening, a couple laughs, and just a try on for a size.
The hell is that?
See what you think, man.
I
guarantee you, if you stick around, you're going to get some laughs.
Yeah. So
come on over and join in the chat room.
Join the chat room.
I guarantee you, you're going to be able to have some fun. There's plenty of people around there to knock around and have some fun with. And call into the show later on. Carlito is a very gracious host.
Yeah.
And,
as soon as we let you go,
line, he'll release later for you to call on.
Yeah, we have a toll-free line. If you want to write it down now, it's 1-888-278-8509. Again, our toll-free line, you can call us anywhere in the United States for free. 1-888-278-8509.
And when Milkman hangs up, we'll be chat-free, everybody.
Exactly.
Chat-free.
Yeah, so feel free to call us. Feel free to message us on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, Madhouse Radio, as well as Yahoo Messenger users. You can reach us at Madhouse PCU Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, you want to reach us at Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com. And the homepage of the Madhouse is MadhouseLive.com. There it is. A big thank you to Lonesome Loser in the chat room, who's diligently confirming numbers for us. We have three numbers already. We have Hot Tamales in Detroit, Michigan. We also have Uncle Buck's in California and Allstate Grocery. Grocery. Is it grocery or grocery? How is that pronounced?
Grocery.
Grocery. Thank you. And Video in Seattle, Washington. Poop in the chat room has been bombarding me with number requests. The Mythbusters from where are they on? Are they in FX Lifetime?
No, 41 here. I don't know.
They're on the Learning Channel. Or Discovery. One
Discovery. They're on the Discovery Channel.
Okay, 41.
Yeah, those guys are kind of queer though.
Channel 41. If you're listening to us in Orlando,
those guys are nerds.
They are. Yeah, they suck too. That's a bunch of crap. Ghosts don't exist. Kiss my ass.
No, I like that Ghostbuster show. I watched that. Tap show. What's that show called?
Who you want to call? Ghostbusters.
Yeah, you want to call Mythbusters, Milkman?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're going to do this call then, eh?
I could do that.
Okay.
We'll pick one out, man. Give me a premise, man. Give me a premise for your thing.
Okay. How about you call Uncle Bucks in National City, California?
Right.
How's that sound?
Sure, man. What are we after, man?
All right. I don't know. As for Uncle Buck and Move There, that was a good... It was an anime movie with John...
Yeah, John Candy.
Yeah.
And later on, that spawned the Home Alone movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a spinoff off of that, because it had...
No, Home Alone was a spinoff of Uncle Buck.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Uncle Buck was a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a John Candy. Tell them that you're going to sue them for using the... That they don't have the rights to the name Uncle Buck. Uncle Bucks. You know what I mean? Tell them that you're with the estate of John Candy or something. I don't know. Run with that.
Okay.
John Candy's dead? All
right.
John Candy's been dead, man.
He died
in 96.
No.
He was like 400 pounds. He was almost Andy size.
Yeah, oh my God. Poor John.
I'm sorry. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Good one. Yeah. You even got me to be quiet.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
He's got some big pants to fill, so it's going to be a long time.
What size pants do you wear, Milkman? I wear a size 40.
Listen,
so I'm not that bad.
Listen.
What about you, Carlito? What size?
Even on the phone?
What size pants?
Even on the phone, we're getting the hissing.
Yeah.
And now we lost him. Look at that. All right. Milkman. All right, he's gone. Hang up there.
Milkman.
Oh, no.
Good.
Okay, well, we lost Milkman. He'll call back any second now.
Sure.
But like I said, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509, and you're listening to The Madhouse. Thank you. We also have 7 listeners on my personal stream, so we have a total of 44...
8 million.
What's 44 plus 19?
I don't know.
74. We have 74 total listeners listening to the show right now, and a big thank you to... A big what's
what
up to Jay and Deltona. That's Technofrag. No, that's our competition right there. 3-2. So okay. I'm still stomping. Anyway, yeah. Pick this up, because this is St. Croix again. We have to move on. Milkman's getting a little too... Yeah.
Hello?
Hello!
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that was great.
Kill
Hi.
Us.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, okay, we have you back. Excellent. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you feel better calling Uncle Bugs, or do you want to call a video store?
Uncle Bugs, cool. We'll try it. Hell yeah, what the fuck? Do whatever you think, man. I'll deal with your intuition on that. You're
All right.
That.
Okay, well, here we go. Milkman's coming with a prank call to Uncle Bugs in National City, California. We'll be right back, everybody.
All right.
Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Good. Uncle Bucks.
Good afternoon, Uncle Bucks.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. May I speak with Buck, please?
To who, I'm sorry?
Yes, may I speak with Uncle Buck, please?
Sir, you're calling to Uncle Bucks. How can I help you?
Yes. What kind of establishment is this?
I'm sorry?
What form of establishment is this? A store, a grocery? What exactly is this?
This is a check cashing place, sir.
A check cashing place. Okay, may I speak with Uncle Buck, please?
What do you mean, master, with Uncle Buck? You're calling to Uncle Buck. Does that name of the company, sir?
Okay, well, who is Uncle Buck? I need to speak with that gentleman, please.
There's no Uncle Buck's name here, sir, with that name. No one's name with that name. That's the name of the company, sir.
Well,
if I call back tomorrow during business hours, you may do so.
But, okay, now...
Okay.
Manager present there, or someone maybe, a supervisor I could speak with.
So you will have to call back tomorrow.
Well, are you not open right now?
No, sir, we're closed.
Okay. Well, I need to speak with the manager. Could you give me a name, please?
No one's available, sir. Would you like to call back tomorrow during business hours?
Sure. Could I get his name, please, so I know who to speak with? This is a very important legal matter.
I don't know who's going to be here, sir, in that, tomorrow, that's why.
You don't know who's going to be there? Are you the manager tonight?
No, sir.
Who's the manager tonight?
Sir, I just started working here. There's no manager.
There's no manager? Somebody has to be in charge now. What kind of business
is this? Okay, can I put you hold for a second?
Well, no, I need to speak with somebody in charge, please. Something's not going right here. Something's fishy. You know, I have a problem with the check, you know, and I think you're trying to give me the runaround. I need to speak with somebody urgently. Who am I speaking with? Listen here.
Okay,
Auntie Buckarina.
It was the best milkman call ever.
I don't think so. No, it's not over yet. We're on hold.
Auntie Buckita.
Sorry to touch her, man.
So happy.
Yeah, so... Milkman, entertain us while we're waiting here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of Auntie Buckita here, and she went to Burger King, and I told her, you know, I need to speak to somebody in charge, and she said, wait a minute, I got to go get the chalupa. And she went to Burger King. Now, what the hell kind of deal is that, man? That's a McDonald's product.
Commentary from Milkman. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. I've fallen, and I can't get up. Oh, my God. I haven't seen this commercial in, like, 15 years, and there's the old lady.
Milkman is probably watching TV again because he doesn't have a computer.
Stop, man. It's not funny. I'm having fucking withdrawal here, dude.
I'm watching TV for the first time ever. I fallen, can't get up. That's crazy.
No, I haven't watched TV in a year now, man.
I just saw this new show. The nightly news. Oh my God!
Life Alert has got the old commercial back. I have fallen and I can't get up.
You need one of those, though, man. Samoan.
I have one.
I believe it.
Yes, I do. I have one. I have one corded also on my Rascal scooter, and I have one that I wear with me at all times. The problem is the batteries are all dead.
No, man, the Rascal scooter is lame, and the hover round is the new hotness.
Hello. Yeah.
The hover round.
Oh, hello.
Gotcha. Ah, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Hey, I'm the manager.
I hold that the
bitch,
restaurant.
That bitch is dead. That bitch is dead. Wait till I tell her that my 25-cent check got charged $3.
This isn't working, man. This is my favorite part.
All right. Well, listen, man. Yeah. I was trying to get a manager's number, so we need to make a report on them. I'm going to contact the other lawyer partners here at this state of John Campbell.
I used to be a manager at a pizza place, and when people were mean to me, I just put them on hold and leave them go home. I used to do that all the time. It's all for revenge.
Track one, track two, I don't know what to refer to, my iPod.
It's right Sonata, you know, right? Fucking
Diarrhea Mustache. Bicentennial Nigger.
Hey.
Remember that? I was listening to that today, that show.
My hair got caught in my shower drain. It's your fault. I'm going to sue.
I had a great idea for saying that. I'm diabetic, Milkman. I'm sure you know what that means. And
you got the Puerto Rican AIDS.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I went Puerto Rican sickle cell, but I went to Burger King.
No, that just means you like rice with your beans. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
yeah.
That makes you good.
And then you rice with my beans.
Yes.
Mila.
Black beans.
You went to Burger King. You said.
I forgot. Yeah, I went to Burger King and I ordered a Diet Coke with my meal, and I got a regular Coke, and I didn't notice, and I drank half of it.
You should have sued, dude.
Like, well, I'm saying.
You should go into a seizure. Like, the next time they do that.
Yeah.
Just fall on the floor, start twitching and shit. Make a call an ambulance and sue the fuck out of them.
You know what I'm gonna do?
Yeah, dude. Just like start like slobbering and shit and spitting around on the floor.
Start yelling for bring me a candy bar.
Yeah. Well, here's my experience, man. Here's what happened. I go to Burger King, and the guy behind the counter taking my order wearing headphones while he's taking my order. The number one, I should have seen that as a thing. He wouldn't even talk to me.
What in the hell are they doing? They listen to iPods while they work? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. He nods he nods his head as to say, go ahead. He just nods his head like, what's up? And I give him my order, and he doesn't even acknowledge it. He's like, he just gives me the receipt.
That's fucked up. That's
I didn't even tell me the total. I gave him $10, and he just gave me the receipt. That was it, and gave me my change and walked off.
You should have slobbered all over the counter. Yeah.
He didn't even pay attention. I told him, you know, so fucking.
That's why I don't go to the man. I haven't eaten the only fast food I'll ever, like, once a month, I'll treat myself to a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
Wendy's, right? Because
they're the bomb. Yeah. There's nothing better in the world than that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that guy may be involved with this whole Uncle Buck scam, you know, because this is what happened to me, man. I had a 50-cent check I got for my birthday, and I took it in to get a cash, and you know, the ambassador charged me $25.
Wow. $25, man. That sucks.
$25 for 50 cents. Man.
Why didn't you go to the branch of the bank that they got they sent it to you from?
They sent me to Uncle Buck's. They told me I could go down to Uncle Buck's and get my 50 cents.
Oh,
cool,
well,
man.
Jesus.
That's a half a buck, right?
I ain't gonna say shit about what just happened. Anyway, Milkman.
That's a half a buck.
Milkman. Uncle Buck didn't work. Do you want to try one more, or you want to call it?
Yeah. What else you got, man? Let's try one more.
Let's try one more before we move on here.
Before I kill your show, I'll do one more.
No,
man.
It's okay. Decades, music, and video.
It's not a madhouse without Milkman on the show.
Go get your guitar, man.
Yeah?
An audition.
Go grab your guitar and just play it, man, and tell them that, you know, you've been playing music and doing videos for a decade. Videos of your cat. Your cat meows. Your cat meows when you hold her, right?
I know, but she's not. She is banned from this room right now.
Oh, man. She peed on the computer.
No, she didn't pee on the computer, but she was on there trying to look up kitty porn.
She wouldn't give me a reach around.
Oh.
Kitty porn. KITTY porn.
Wah,
kitty
wah,
porn.
Wah.
All right.
Okay, let's
sure
do it.
Hey, Billman.
Knuckleheads.
Wah, right. Wah, wah.
Anyway, if anybody out there in Detroit is listening, and you know the number for the CCC club where Proof got shot,
that one Arab guy, he was from Detroit. We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yo, we should call DTT tonight.
Yeah, be like, okay, low.
Yo, what up, DTT?
Low.
His name is Tarek. Tarek.
Tarek.
Too close to Tarek. Nope. And he's ready to take a piss.
I'm ready to piss.
Man. Okay. I'll punch you. Talk.
Now, don't punch me in the mouth again, damn. My lips still fall off from last week.
It's too late, you fuck. Okay, let's do this. Decades music and video. You ready? Phone's breaking up, man.
All right, listen, I'm going to bail out of here, dude, because I don't want to put the stinker on the show, man. Listen, everybody, I just want to tell everybody, you know, I'm sorry I can't be there. You're just going to have to put up with my lameness calling in for a little while. And once I get my computer, PC hardware back up and find out what's going on to my monkeys, I am going to have to file an animal report here for animal abuse, man, because somebody did fondle the monkeys. And the blue raft is pretty well significant of the whole thing. You know, I think I've got a good explanation.
Okay.
So, ready?
Yeah.
A great show, and everybody, please stay tuned for some more crazy antics from Carlito. Oh, yeah, let me give out my quick shots. Is that okay?
Yeah, now's the time.
All right. Hey, listen, man, my buddy out there, listen, I got disconnected from him, okay? I want to say hello to Lifey, my buddy down AU.
I'm going to watch when I go home, you fucking
I got disconnected.
Well, how can you watch live? You're a fucking dick. Don't ever do that again.
Hello?
I should have just announced. Go ahead. Yes, you go ahead.
I hear a bunch of damn noise now. Somebody.
Carlos is being a total dick now, man. He showed me the results of the game.
Your horse's ass.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
The phone. I got the phone right here, you stupid fuck.
Oh, Lord, I must say. Hey, listen, Lifey, bro. Listen, you got my number, man. If not, get a hold of Carlito, man, and you could call me one time, maybe like with a phone card. Bro. So, sorry about the disconnect, man. I'll be back on soon, man.
We're sorry about you being gone. Yeah, the show sucks without you. It's not the same. It's not the same. Andy, it's not the same.
No, I'm not. I'm devastated.
I'm devastated, too. You know what? Essentially,
we wrote a song.
Yeah.
Milkman. Come back soon.
No milk today.
Milkman. Yeah, play that song.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Stupid.
I was going to play it. I had plans to. You always
hold on, Milkman.
All right, Milkman, say your last goodbye here while
we'll play your outro.
We're going to play your outro.
Go ahead.
Thanks out there to all my friends out there listening, especially Madman, the wonderful man who provides us with this wonderful chat room. Go in there and smack somebody in the face, bust them in the mouth, and go away laughing. Madman, thanks a lot. Dr. Lego Man provides us with our voice, wonderful slots, a great audio server.
That's it?
You lost
them
again. Son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Damn it. All right. Andy, you hang up there.
Okay.
Okay, so as the song says, no milk today. Milkman will not be on the show indefinitely, unfortunately. He'll be calling in from time to time and checking in with us, but unfortunately we're losing the program director of the show, Milkman. He's the program
is
director
he?
Of the show. Yeah,
that's what we call him.
That's what I've been calling him.
How do you call the program? Oh, he's
God
calling
damn
back.
All right, this is it. For God's sake, end this already. Andy, you wrap this up for me. So beautiful.
You keep hanging up on me.
All right.
Well,
Milkman, this isn't working. We're
going to let you go, man. All right. Tell my buddy, KDK. Stop hanging up on me, damn it.
KDK, thanks a lot, bro, man. You are a wonderful sponsor, and you did give us our shot, man. And with your beautiful, wonderful idea here that is PCU, man, thank you so much. Thank you so much, all of us.
Yeah.
Listen, out there, it's all for you, really. It's all for you. Without you all out there, we wouldn't be here. We pay to come in there and mess with your heads every week. And we got quite a few good professionals in there, Andy, and our wonderful host, Carlito, and myself, also an amateur. Thanks so much for indulging us, man. Carlito, have a great show, man, and later. All right, peace out. I love you. Hope you're doing well.
Konnichiwa.
Okay, Konnichiwa.
Wasi wasi.
Okay, alright.
Domo.
Kintama.
Domo arigato.
Aishimasu.
Alright, I'll punch you in the mouth. Bye.
Good day, Shimas. Bye bye. Bye, Nero.
I'm gonna take your teeth out.
Tell Nero goodbye, too.
Shut up.
Alright.
Bye, Milkman. We miss you.
All right, talk to me later, man. All right,
smell it.
All right.
If you didn't catch that for the fifth time that he called, that was Milkman.
Hooray!
Milkman goes through some postpartum syndrome, I think, right now.
Yeah, he's probably really depressed. I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, this is his life. The internet and PCU and stuff.
probably had to go on. He's Japanese. Of course he loves that kind of stuff.
Exactly. He's a very stout-looking Samoan-looking
guy. Well, yeah, I remember he said he lost a lot of weight, so we need an updated picture of him.
That's true. He did lose, he said, what, 40
pounds? I lost 150 pounds.
He lost 150 pounds.
How does he sound like that? He's Japanese?
I don't know. Isn't that weird, though? Yeah. He sounds like a redneck. He looks like a Samoan.
He doesn't.
And he lives in the Virgin Islands, and his cat is scary as hell, man.
His cat.
Did you see the cat?
Oh, yeah, put the picture.
It's black and orange. It's like a Halloween fucking cat.
It has a pink collar on.
Yeah, it had a pink frayed, like, looking collar looking thing.
That's how I asphyxiate it when we're having sex. I mean, making love.
Having sex, I mean, making love. Whoa, wait a minute. Milkman was here the whole time. Oh, sorry. Hopefully they didn't hear that. Now he's crying. I need to copy this onto my iPod. I hear a phone. The fuck? There. Okay, I got it. All right. Anyway, so yeah, we've seen pics of Milkman. He looks nothing like he sounds like.
You should put it so everybody can see it.
No, I promised him I wouldn't. I sent it to KDK.
Really?
I said, KDK, you can't share this on
anybody. Ask KDK to rate Milkman on 1 to 10.
No.
How odd he thinks he is.
Do it.
That's funny.
All right. He'll do it. KDK.
KDK, 1 to 10, Milkman. Yeah. How much you want
to
bang him?
In the chat room, yeah. How much would you like to bang Milkman on rate from 1 to 10? 1 being the lowest, right? And 10 being the highest. There it is. That'll give you an idea. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, you can reach us at 1-888-278-8509. Again, toll-free nationwide, 1-888-278-8509. And let's do a total of how many listeners we've lost on Hit City. 17.
We went up to for a few minutes, and then we went back down again.
Yeah, it comes to spring.
When Milkman
killed it. Milkman killed it. Milkman, we should call him Hit City Killer.
Yeah.
That's us, actually.
Hit City hates Milkman.
Yeah, they do. So, yeah, that's the trend. Whenever Milkman's off the phone, the listeners go up.
We'll go up again.
We'll see what the trend is. Watch. We'll go up yet. So, we have 57 listeners. We have...
We just dropped
another one.
Well, Milkman's probably still on.
Okay, yeah. It's delayed. Okay, so we got 55 listeners, actually. Well, plus 7, so we have 62 listeners right now. So, we're holding strong. My goal is usually 60 for a show. And we have 60 people, 62 people listening. So, good. We're doing good. And this drought that we're having here on PCU, which makes me... want to say this. If you're listening to us now, tell a friend about what we do. Listen to us during the day or at night, especially at night. We need some more numbers.
If you have loser friends with nothing else to do, tell them about PCU.
PCU, exactly. KDKprankcalls.com. Have you ever told anybody about it?
No,
See, you're embarrassed. Like, don't listen. I didn't tell them at work. I'm embarrassed to tell them.
You should tell people at work. Well, they have nothing to do. While they're snorting their meth, they can listen to PCU radio.
I let it slip that I had a radio show, and then they were like, really, what's your website? I was like, is it down? I lost it. Someone took it away.
Why don't you give it away?
I don't want them to know what I do.
Look at the dad. He's so dumb. He didn't even get the whole
thing. Milkman quit. Today, out of all that, Milkman quit.
Oh, man.
Milkman quit.
He quit. I don't know what I'm going to do if he quit.
I'm
going to
drink again, I think. Maybe that'll help.
I'm going to drink Drano.
I'm
going to drink Drano.
He's going to drink... You know those people who get drunk off of drinking, like, fingernail polish and shit like that? You ever heard of that?
Really? I snort it.
You snort fingernail polish?
I let it dry, and then I grind it up, and I snort that shit.
I ate a mothball
a small
once.
Child.
I ate a mothball once.
Sorry. I thought you were telling your small child story
about it. No, not a small child. I ate a mothball.
Give me a small child. I'm going to eat you.
Tasty with barbecue sauce. Matt Goat in the chat room is telling me that we got to... call this guy. He is fucked up on coke and ecstasy. His parents have an idea. Tell him I know about it all and that you're going to tell his parents. And
bro, I don't think we should snitch, but I do think we should fuck with people who are high.
Yeah, we should tell him he owes us money for some coke.
No snitching, but telling goofing with people who are high.
We're going to scare him straight. Exactly. So, Mad Goat sounds like a plan. We need his name.
We tell him it's a phone intervention.
We need his name. And city and state. Okay,
if you know the name of his dealer, you tell us that.
Name of his dealer, yeah. Here's what you want to do. If you're going to send me a number in the chat room or via AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, or whatever it may be, we try to get us a first and last name. Let us know how you know them or what you know about them that we can pick at. Like, this guy here is telling me he's fucked up on coke and ecstasy, so there we go. We have something
to do.
Sounds
like a cool guy. Like, yeah. Someone I wish I knew a few years ago.
It's someone you probably hang out with, Andy.
Probably. Yeah. But not anymore, because I'm drug-free. 1 month.
Yeah. 1 month? Today, the anniversary?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah. Yeah. 1 month, drug-free.
Yeah, but you're drinking a lot of alcohol.
I know. I'm gaining so much weight because I'm drinking beer nonstop.
Why don't you just start smoking cigarettes, man?
Yeah, because that's way healthier.
Well, I mean, you at least it's not illegal and they won't.
No, like, last time I smoked a cigarette, I burned my upper lip, so...
Have you smoked a cigarette?
Yeah. I smoke cigarettes when I get really wasted. Like, when I go into the, the harder drugs.
Okay.
You know, then I would smoke cigarettes.
That's kind of scary.
Yep.
Wow.
Burn my upper lip.
Yeah, so yeah, what was I saying? First and last name, city and state that they live in.
Height, weight. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, and try to make sure that you know that they're going to answer or you've called and checked out to see that they're going to answer. Because if you start throwing those numbers at, you know, no one's picking up, you're going to really make this show take a shit.
And no man will come to your house and choke you.
Yeah, speaking of confirming your numbers, Lonesome Loser, a consummate professional in PCU lore, he's confirming tons of numbers. He confirmed the two we called with Milkman. We also have... two video stories. Now, I came up with this idea over the weekend. I want to say it was Shit Yeah from Australia. It gave me an idea of... I don't know why I found it funny. Andy, let me know what you think about this. About calling a video rental place and telling them that I keep trying to rewind the movie, but I can't get it to rewind. Am I going to get charged? And it's a DVD movie. And I'll tell them, I keep hitting rewind on it, but it won't.
Yeah, as long as you play stupid. Like,
yeah.
Not for 1 minute... You know what I'm saying? Act like, yeah. You know, you gotta keep playing stupid on it.
Yeah, should act like an immigrant kind of thing.
They would not rewind.
Yeah, I can't
or
do the
Eddie voice. Do Eddie voice.
Eddie, no, that's dude. Yo.
Yo,
yo fuck this movie, yo.
Yo, this DVD is fucked up.
It's got a hole in the middle of it.
What the yo, fuck? Yo, it was like that when I got it.
Yo, I didn't put this hole in it, bitch. Yo, just some shit like that. On Madhouse Radio, we also have Hawk Fan. Yeah, hey, that's a Florida zip code, isn't it? You know?
I wonder if Hawk Fan, like, does he like the Atlanta Hawks, the Chicago Blackhawks?
He's got a zip code. That's a Seminole County, as a matter of fact.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. It is Seminole County, man.
Well, if Hawk Fan's local, he should come by one night.
He should come
we
by.
He extra headphones now.
Yeah, he should bring his bitches with him. I bet you he doesn't
Hawk
have
Fan, yeah. If he's listening to this show, he does.
Hawk Fan. A Hawk Fan be from Atlanta, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. And, if you listen to this show, usually you're gay or you're like 15. So, yeah. Or you're a wigger in denial.
In denial?
Yeah. Like, what's that? The guy from Florida also.
Oh, what's
pump
that thing?
Slit?
Pimp slut. Pump slit. Pump slit.
Pump slit.
I got pump slit.
Pimp slut. Yeah. A nerdy little wigger.
You ever been with a girl with pump slit?
No, I hope pump not. Slit?
Pumpy slit.
If I was, I didn't catch it.
You didn't catch it? It was too dark, man. I didn't see it.
I dodged it.
Yeah. That's nasty. Yeah, vagina, the lips. Well, I'm sure you've seen a porn where the woman's got the lips that just kind of stick out, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, but that's just like, that's like, the way I understood it, that's always just like,
yeah, that's right in town, man. You
Longwood, okay.
Yeah,
maybe he goes to. Isn't there like a high school that's like a Hawks?
Longwood.
Winter.
Longwood High. No, is there a Longwood High?
No, there's a. There's a Hawks around here though, like Silver Hawks.
Wouldn't he go to Seminole? No, that's like the ghetto school. Cause in Seminole County, you can go to whatever high school you want if you got transportation. I think, yeah.
Well, there's like Lake Mary.
It's all weird now. It's not even by borders.
Well, tell that guy to call in so we can find out where.
Yeah,
he's from.
Call him, man. Hawk Fan, call
he's
in.
He's 15.
damn it!
He's
all
a
right.
kid. I knew it.
Call in. And he's local. He should call me. I ain't gonna give my personal number. I could save money on.
Give him your cell phone number.
I can get myself. No one has my. The only people have my cell phone number are like Zolar, Milkman,
I have
and
it.
KDK. Well, PCU.
I have it.
You have it, but you know.
I give it to people all the time too.
I'll find all the right, game here's named okay.
Here's a Puerto Rican guy with an Italian last name. Call.
All right. Thank you for that. Anyway, he's sending us John Candy. Some cat named John Candy. He says I'll get a number for a guy named John Candy.
And here it is. Did it. Wow.
John Candy. Oh, it's Poop. Poop's from here in town?
That's Poop?
Poop was from fucking, like, I work in that town, man. Holy fucking shit. Maybe I shouldn't say that. That's going to track me down. It's gonna be
if he wasn't 15, we could hang out with him.
Yeah, I didn't know he was 15. That's crazy. Oh,
God, bitch. What does he say? He's a skater?
All right. Mudgack is asking me if I'll take a number. Well, sure. If you have one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because even though we don't do it, what we're supposed to do is make prank phone calls, but we don't.
Jay saying he has it. Has yeah. What?
Has what? What do you got, Jay?
He has the. Oh, you have the AIDS. Jay has diabetes, maybe? What do you think's
serious?
Going on? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, my friend Jay.
High school. From, high school.
Yeah, both of you. He's a friend of yours, I guess,
well,
right?
I don't want to call him a friend, but...
Well, you acquaintance.
I knew him, and I knew him through you in high school.
You're the clique that I was in with you, I was in a clique with him and some other nerds. It's a group of friends, you know? We had our group of, like, four or five people and maybe some offshoots of that, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking too much.
It was really sad.
Yeah.
Until you get down to it.
You remember when we hid your folder? It was like
No, you had the opposite. I had to hid his friend's folder. Remember that little kid?
Oh, he went to Iraq. He got shot in the leg with like a with a
the
with
little
a
fat kid.
Yeah, Eugene.
Yeah,
Gene the Dancing Machine. Yeah, I've seen him. I saw him a few years ago.
He got hit into Iraq and got shot.
I think it was in the army or something. Some
guy
got
depleted uranium sickness.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, everybody goes over to Iraq, you're gonna end up with cancer because of depleted uranium. Look it up.
So, is depleted uranium is like what the waste product of nuclear plants?
Well, no. Okay. Depleted uranium is what any of our heavy ordnance, like a 50 caliber machine gun or something like that, they jacket the bullets in depleted uranium to make them armor piercing. And depleted uranium doesn't go away. It makes people sick. That's why there's a lot of birth defects and shit.
Yeah,
I sent you that. Remember that link
I
sent you? Wasn't that crazy?
That kid, yeah.
Yeah, at first I thought it was just like a Puerto Rican kid, but then I was like, oh no, he's got depleted uranium sickness.
So what about just bullets and M16s and stuff?
No, not those. Not
so
small, 50
cals and higher.
Yeah, well, I don't even know about like miniguns. Stuff they got on like helicopters and like tanks and shit.
So they'll be spraying these bullets sometimes in some cases, and they're full of depleted uranium, like it's in these bullets or whatever.
Yeah, that's why everybody from the first Gulf War got sick, because that's the first conflict we used them in.
Yeah, it's like burning semen and stuff. So, yeah.
Burning semen? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Well, I remember, it was in that article you sent me, and I remember when
I don't read
the
article. I look at pictures.
Yeah, that's all you care about. I read them for the pictures.
Carlito will read it and tell me what happened.
Yeah. Yo, look at this kid's face,
this kid... Yo, he's got a bump on his head. He's got a black eye and a bump on his head. Yeah. Yo, he's crazy.
Yeah. Venice is telling me maybe the PCU Live AIM name could be a good idea.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Venison runs the Technofrag Radio. They don't simulcast us because they have other shows they play at our time. Now you tell me what, he's got two listeners right now.
He should have us.
He should have us right now.
If
he
had us, we'd have like at least five on there.
Yeah. He hosts KDK show on Saturday nights. That's technofrag.net. I want to say net. Let me look at it real quick here. Technofrag.net. There you go. There's a shout out to Venison. He does a show. He's got this black dude that does a show there, and he sounds funny. He sounds like, I call him Grimace.
Did you have a call in there? He's got
I
a
should,
voice.
Yeah, but he's on when KDK's on. But he's he does is like, hello there. His name is Tank, I think. He's like, oh, dude, Tank here. He laughs. Like half of his talking on this show is laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Chuckle laughing.
I like that.
I guess you know him. You ever know a guy who just laughs constantly?
Yeah.
You know, all the time. Every little thing's like,
lying.
Yeah, you do. You should. I know a guy like that. He's annoying like a bitch. Anyway, Poop again is telling me he has a number for a schizo lady, but she moved.
Yeah, so that doesn't help us.
That doesn't help us.
So
thank
did we find out he's from Longwood or what?
I don't know. Yeah, his zip code's from there. She put...
Is that what he said? I'm from Longwood?
I don't know. I'll have to find out. She put Listerine on her head and said aliens were trying to get her. And act like I'm Indian, blah, blah, blah. Tony Hawk, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what's going on. Tell Colita I named my screen name after Tony Hawk.
Oh, that's kind of gay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it looked like he was right here from town. That's crazy. Anyway, so fuck uranium, headshot, ball shot, then spit in the enemy's face.
I think you should call in just to see if he's like hit puberty yet.
Yeah, we want to talk to you, Hawk fan. Give us a call.
Give him the 1-800 number.
Yeah, I gave it to him. 888-278-8501.
You don't understand the 1-800 number, little boy.
Yeah, it's free, man. Just call us. Just pick up your parents' phone and call us for like 3 minutes or something. It's all right, man.
Look at every kid in high school's got a cell phone now. I don't have one. That's not fair.
Can you imagine that? There was one kid in our high school that had that.
Who?
That redneck guy who played Mitch Aiken. He had a cell phone because out of his dad's business, and it started going off once in the library in class. He had headphones
on. He
probably
got so much poontang off that.
The shit was, like, huge. It was really big. I remember.
I got a cell phone. Yeah.
It started going off. He couldn't hear it. Like, the whole library could hear it. Like, it was, like, really loud rings. Like,
yeah, back in 96, like, if you had a cell phone, like,
for a dealer,
a vagina got wet all around you.
Yeah, because,
oh, my God, he's got a cell phone.
That was like when beepers were starting to break out to teenagers back then. That's the most that you got was a pager back then.
I still wish like it was cool to have a pager. I'd have one.
It's just small. Yeah, it wasn't like you were tied down. Like people get tied down to their cell phone.
Well, because you see a cell phone, people like they look at it, see who's calling, they don't answer it anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
Right. Hawkfan is telling me the radio keeps pausing. I don't know.
Oh, we never find out what KDK thought about the picture of Milkman. I just fucking
I don't know. Did he say anything? He hasn't been talking, actually. He's probably having gay sex right now.
He's probably looking boyfriend. At the picture of Milkman and rubbing his bum.
He's rubbing his bum. He's rubbing his cock through his pants. Jonathan is telling me to make sure my toll-free line is on because he's trying to call and the line is busy.
I wouldn't doubt it because you don't do anything right.
I never do anything right. That's right. Thanks for... Oops. 1-8-8-2. I'll test it here. We gotta move on. We gotta start doing pranks because people get all.
That's
antsy.
What the show is for. Yeah,
it is, and it's like an hour to the show. We've done like two failed pranks with Milkman.
Hello.
Oh yeah, actually the toll free line is down. My bad. Numbers in red are disabled. Well, hell.
Oh, what a fucking.
I gotta
idiot.
Log in again. I'm sorry. People have been trying to call in all night. I bet.
Oh my god.
It's gonna take calls at first because these people can really bring me down sometimes.
All right, I'll be back.
All right.
Bathroom break number three.
Venison said, "Yeah, Venison says, hey, I like laughing." I'm a jolly guy, and it's infectious. I got a depleted uranium chuckle. Well, good. Good for you. Whatever makes you happy, Chief. That's good. Good for Venison. But we love you, Venison. You're a great guy. Okay, now the toll-free line is open. I'm sorry, folks. 1-888-278-8509. Here comes a prank call at you. I'm going to call All-Star Grocery and Video... And Seattle, Washington. Seattle, Washington. We'll be right back.
Alter Grocery.
Yeah, how you doing, ma'am? I got a problem here. What time are your movies due by?
Excuse me?
What time are your movies due in by?
We don't rent movies.
Well, how come I rented this movie from you?
No, I don't think so. We sell them. We sell adult videos only.
Yeah. When do I have to turn it back in? I got this movie from you guys.
You don't turn it back in.
I rented it for $29.
No, we sell them. We don't rent them. You might have called the wrong place.
No, All-Star, you're over there on 200th, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I came in and got this movie, and I'm ready to turn it back in.
You paid $29.
$29.99 plus tax. I don't know whatever, but I know I got to turn it back in.
Yeah, no, you don't. It's yours now.
Oh, man, it's late. Man, I can't have this on my credit, man.
Okay, I'm not going to sit here and joke with you.
I'm not joking. I can pay half
okay,
right now.
Okay, I'm telling you, we sell videos. We don't rent them. It's yours to keep.
So I can keep hot salsa dicks?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to hang up the phone now.
Okay, baby. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what? Damn it. I was gonna make the la 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 to her.
That's funny. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. We ruined it by laughing. But still, that was good.
I didn't laugh. You laughed.
They can hear you laughing.
Well, you should fucking do something about that. Like,
I should do. Okay, get out of here then.
I'm like 3 feet away from you. You should be able to cover the phone. Oh.
You gotta remember, there's a phone right here. You should laugh that one.
Oh, that one's?
Yeah, this one picks
Washington,
up.
Washington, D.C. is Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton. Hey.
Bill Clinton, you're on the air. Bill Clinton, you're on the air. Okay.
Hello, sir.
Hello. I can't do Bill Clinton.
Hey, everybody.
Basically, you do a great Bill Clinton.
No, I don't.
You should call people's Bill Clinton.
Hey, everybody. I live in Harlem.
Harlem.
I live in Harlem because I like Black Tail.
Black Tail. I can't do Bill Clinton. You do a great Bill Clinton,
I like
man.
To fuck ugly bitches.
There you go. All right.
Ugly bitches are passionate.
So you
it's not good, Bill Clinton. You're stupid.
You're stupid. KDK says she likes you, though.
Who?
KDK.
He hasn't even seen a picture of me. How does he know?
He just, not in a gay way. He just says she likes you on the show. I asked him, you know, I was like, you know, Milkman's gone now, and I got Andy, and I was like, you probably don't even know who Andy is. He's like, oh, yeah, I know Andy. I listen to the show.
Andy. He's probably seen the hot picture of me on the internet.
That's right. The one that I posted all over the place.
Did you?
Yeah, I
look good in that one. So
I posted
don't care.
It in Hot or Not. No, bangme.net, I think it was.
Yeah, I got, like, really good ratings, too.
You did, actually. You had, like, an 85%
like,
rating.
I'm handsome from the neck down. You don't see how fat I am.
So, oh, you did? You took a picture of yourself from the neck down.
Yeah, hell yeah, because I know where my good features are.
That's funny.
I have a strong Aryan jawline.
Yeah.
And women like that.
Yeah, anyway. Brandon Ramirez is saying that was a good line, the hole in his movie. So I'm going to use that. So apparently that's a porno place, but that was still funny. I had fun with that. So we'll call the Aurora Video Store. Do you think there are any mom-and-pop video places left that aren't for porno anymore because of Blockbuster?
Well, it's pretty much porno, I think. But
I think
Blockbuster,
so?
Hollywood Video, and Albertsons. Between those three.
Albertsons.
You go to Albertsons, they have, like, the dumbest videos there. It's got, like... Yeah.
You know,
Jeff Foxworthy, they have like eight copies every Jeff Foxworthy stand-up.
Netflix has been turning to Blockbuster. You know, suing Blockbuster for copyright infringement, patent infringement, or something like that? Because Blockbuster has their own online DVD service.
What, they can do that?
And they're saying that Netflix they did patent it like 3 years before them. And
don't other people do that too? Like, have online DVD? There's more than one.
I mean, there's an online game one called Gamefly. I know that. They have games, which is awesome. When I get an Xbox 360 or a PlayStation 3, whatever it is next.
I heard it costs like $800.
On Xbox 3.
You're going to have to sell like 5 8 balls of Coke at that.
Probably. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? See, I can't invest because I have this Xbox here and I played Halo for a month.
Yeah, well,
and then
it's stupid.
Yeah, and that was it. And it sits there and gathers dust. I don't even play this.
Xbox. Super nerds. Super exactly. Nerds play video games now.
And then I'm stupid because I get Xbox Live and I pay for it for like 6 to 8. I was paying for it for 8 months and I used like 1 month of it.
Did you?
Yeah,
you
and it just kept auto billing my credit card $12.99 or something a month, and I wouldn't even use it. It was such a waste of money.
I know if I went on there, everybody would kick my ass because those kids just play all day.
That's exactly what happened.
I get so frustrated. Yeah. I want to win. I don't play video games to bring my self-esteem down any more than it already is.
Yeah, well, that's what always happens with me.
I want to go to like the retard channel.
Yeah. Pandora says that was the worst Bill Clinton I've ever heard.
I agree with that. It's the worst Bill Clinton ever. Mm-hmm. Hey, Pandora. I'm your president.
There you go. I'm drinking beer. I'm sorry.
I can't do Bush at all. I'm not good at Frank Pong. The only voice I do is I do your voice, and that's it. And it doesn't sound anything like you either.
But speaking of bringing your self-esteem down.
Yeah. That's what you sound like to me.
No, I don't. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I really hate my voice. I hear the replays of the show.
I thought you told me girls always tell you have a sexy voice.
I don't know why, because I cringe at the sound of my own voice.
Jesus Christ, now people can't stop
calling another asshole. I'm going to turn out the toll-free line because the asshole is from D.C., fucking nigger town.
Let's see what he has to say.
My girlfriend lives here now.
Sir.
What's up, Carlito?
What's up? How you doing?
This is Jonathan.
Muggsy Bogues? Muggsy Bogues on the air, everybody. Muggsy Bogues calling in. Thank you, Muggsy Bogues. What's it like to be short?
Hello? No, this is Jonathan.
Who?
This is Jonathan. Jonathan.
Oh.
Jonathan, you're calling from D.C.? I thought you lived in North Carolina. What the fuck? Hey.
I don't know what happened. Hang on. Let me call you a lot of that.
Okay. It is the worst phone call ever.
Thank you, Jonathan. Air brakes. Jonathan, the line is horrible. You calling me from that Skype shit? Excuse me. It sounds like crap. Call me from a landline or something. Jonathan. Okay, he hung up on me. What a cock.
Yeah.
If you have a landline, please use that.
Yeah, don't be trying to call me on Skype because it's cool. Because you sound like Milkman.
Yeah,
he's
like, horrible as well.
Yeah, and Milkman's all the way into Virgin Islands on a dial-up connection when he was on us. No, he wasn't. It wasn't broadband, but... Seriously, how reliable can be a broadband internet connection in the Virgin Islands?
Can't be that good because they just got power like 3 weeks ago.
Exactly. They don't even know what the fucking internet is.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. God damn it.
Who's that?
It's one of those two guys, that Lego guy or something.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Think this is what?
No, we're not gonna do that. What's up, Lego? How you doing?
What?
How you doing, my
guy? You see me say right.
You set your own trap and walked into it, fool.
Ah, my deadly web. He did it again.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. What's up, man? How you doing?
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Fuck.
How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm all right. You know, I went to the fucking doctor the other day. They told me I had pneumonia.
No, man has cancer. Or, Lego has cancer.
Lego has cancer. Like, man, you haven't shook that bug yet, man? You've been sick since last Thursday.
Yeah, no, they fucking put me on steroids and antibiotics. You believe that shit? My fucking colon's falling out.
Did you get a Z-Pack or whatever it is? Is that what they call it?
No, they put me on some shit, dude, that fucking, like, you know, when I shoot a load, it's, like, purple.
Are you serious? Crazy. That's cool.
Does it burn?
Yeah. You should do it with a black light on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that would be a cool idea. We should come out with a product.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it'd be fun. Like, one day you could shoot green sperm, purple sperm.
Hell yeah.
Or have different smells. Like, one day it smells...
We could call it, like, psychedelic sperm.
Yeah, and then one day it smells like a trash heap, and then one day it smells like cherries, and then...
Trash heap.
Yeah, trash heap, cherries, and...
And the trash heap covered in cherry...
cookies and cream ice cream.
Cookies and cream ice cream. That's sick.
My phone smells like cookies and cream, baby.
I was thinking make it tingle like Icy Hot or something. That'd be kind of cool, too. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that would burn your dick, actually. Yeah. That probably would.
Yeah.
Hot pepper cum.
Mace semen.
That would be good just for the porno videos.
Surprise, bitch!
Like that come on your face videos, and then come out of here, it burns! I would like that. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
You want to hear something sick? There is a fucking thing. I forget what it's called. You ever go online and look up different patents?
No. Maybe once.
There's this thing that, you know, it was never developed into anything, but it was this anti-rape device for girls, and it was like this cage-looking thing.
The barbed hooks.
With little, like, you know, I guess sharp, like, type needles that you insert it into your vagina or your cunt, and then when a guy tries to rape you, they stick their dick in you, and like your dick goes in, but when you pull it out, it fucking shreds your cock.
That's terrible.
I heard that the only way to get it off is like through surgery, right? You have to get medical attention. It's like fish hooks, but just facing one way, so you can stick it in, if you can imagine it. It kind of like a Chinese finger torture, right?
Yeah.
You stick it in, but the minute you try to pull it out, it contracts on it.
Yeah.
But it has barbs facing back in, so they just slide up your dick.
Actually, I did hear about that, and that's why
I don't think surgery is going to fix that.
That's where you rip the ear hole?
I always rape the ear hole.
Hey, true story, that's what happened to Prankmaster.
He got his ear
I'm not kidding, seriously.
Someone raped his ear hole?
He admitted on, I think it was his Zolar, I don't know if Lego knows, but he admitted on Zolar that he was abused by his dad was in jail or something.
And his ear hole got raped.
His ex, he did admit this on Zolar show, who was like, his dad's old prison buddy and him were like both out, and they pretty much jerked off into his ear. One in each one. And that's why he's deaf now. He got herpes or something.
I don't buy that. That's bullshit.
He said it on Zolar show.
Let me tell you, all right? You know how many guys have jerked off into my ear and I can get fine?
Yeah, but they have herpes? They have herpes?
No, they had hepatitis and worse.
I mean, that's how you get the throat infection now, but not in the ears, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So what's up with you guys? Anybody hear from Zolar?
No. Well, I talked to him online. I said, look, man, you're always the number one guest. You always call in. You can always call in. I told him to call in tonight, and he said if he was home, he would. And he's home. I mean, he's online, but he hasn't called.
He should call in. Like, don't be. I want to find out why he's not on anymore.
I don't think he's gonna.
Yeah,
I think he'll be back and he'll be fine.
I hope so.
He's having a moment.
Yeah, I think tomorrow will be the big day. I think tomorrow will be a day to listen to for sure. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
No, we don't.
No, tomorrow will be a day to listen to see if Zola actually comes on at 10 o'clock.
Well, what if he doesn't?
I don't think he is.
You don't think he is tomorrow?
I don't think he is because he said the other day that he wasn't going to be on, definitely not this week.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
Do you think his ear hole
I hope
right?
he does. I hope it's all a fucking joke.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping too. It's like a bad nightmare.
I hope it's just like, you know, haha, you fuck you, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pimp slut.
Pimp slut. Go.
Bring out them good. A joke. I hate that kid.
He is a wigger. Son of a bitch.
He's a nice kid.
He is a good kid, but he is a wigger though, man. He wrapped on your show.
Total wigger, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that's just weird. And he's like an upper class wigger too.
Yeah, dude. Like the dude, worst, he's like the Jeffersons, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he lives in a mansion, but he acts black. I don't get that at all. Yeah.
Lego tonight. Rap. He can't rap for shit. Yeah.
Lego later tonight. I'm gonna try to play, the song you wrote about Athena sucking cock in Amsterdam when I was drunk off my ass and I got mad in the background.
I heard about it. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then did you get to hear the very end when I cursed everybody out on PCU in the chat room, and except for Earthdog, apparently I was just yelling. I don't even remember this. I was on here yelling like "fuck you, lonesome loser." I was like everybody, seriously.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what was going on. All I know is like I remember getting into bed like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm saying what the. Fuck.
Yeah, I was really fucked up, but that was Saturday night, right? Sunday morning, like, I ended, yeah. Like, at 4
like I, like, yeah, because I called in just to say, yo,
yeah.
And I was on KDK's show. Next thing I know, you're on the fucking air,
yeah.
And shit, we're going at it till, what, 3:30 in the morning? Yeah. Kim looks at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we talked for, like, an hour, over an hour. The whole show was just me and Lego, me getting drunker and drunker, and Lego just talking shit, and me, like, I told fuck you to Lego, like, 5 times. I was like, fuck you, Lego, I'll kick your ass, like, all the time. And then I'd be like, I'm just playing with
well,
you.
I'd be upset, too, if my girl was in Amsterdam eating poppers and mating with multiple chicks.
She's not eating poppers.
Yeah, poppers get her asshole loose for this.
Hey!
Dude, let me tell you, man, you know, when you get back, you should definitely check the elasticity of her anal.
Yeah.
Smell. Give it go down and go.
Oh. We never do
going
that.
On.
I never do that. I don't do
why,
that.
Why, you don't do that?
I don't like the ass at all. No,
well, no, the whole area. You got to...
What am I going to sniff my girlfriend's ass for?
No, the whole area, the vagina.
Oh,
the
yeah, okay. See, if it smells like condom, then I know.
Do you know that the ass on a female, the ass is very close to the vagina. It's hard not
right
to...
right there.
You know? It's hard not to get involved.
You can miss and go right in the other one, not even know the difference.
Have you ever missed and gone right in the middle of the two and poked it really hard?
That hurts.
It hurts them like hell, yeah. Yeah,
but I was like a young boy. I fucked a thigh for a little bit, and that was painful as hell.
Oh.
I was a young boy.
Yeah,
really? As a young boy.
I was missing like crazy.
Yo, so listen, I was gonna ask you. I was gonna ask you something.
What's up?
Speaking of asses.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? Oh yeah, Saigon. Anybody here from Saigon?
He hasn't been in all night. He's been promising me for a month that he's gonna call my show so I can put him on the air for the first time.
Let me tell you, the other night he was talking shit.
Uh huh.
And I banned him.
Oh, so that's what's going on.
Yep.
What'd he say?
He was like on... the Dead had... I wasn't even in the chat room. The Dead sent me a... he sent me a private IM and said and showed me what, you know, like Saigon was saying I suck and I'm, you know, this and that. You know what? And everyone's entitled to their opinion, but, you know, don't talk behind my back, man. You want, you know, like, just 1 minute he'll say to me, oh, it's cool, Lego, it's cool, you know. So I went into the chat room and I kicked him, and he came. He's like, "What the fuck, man?" And I go, "Dude, why you like, you know?" And he's like, "Fuck you." And I said, "All right, see you later." And I banned him.
Oh, see.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I saw.
Yeah, you know
that,
what?
Yeah.
It just got to the point where, you know what? Being funny is one thing, but being a dick is another.
Yeah.
And he was just being a fucking.
He
dick,
does.
Right?
He. I tell you what. He'll be cool with me 1 minute. The next minute, he'll be like, you know, you suck and this, and just calling me out. He calls me a Mexican. Which really doesn't bother me, but it gets really annoying when he's just sitting there and nobody's paying attention to him. But
right.
He's intentionally talking shit about hosts and people, you know. Well, there he is in a chat. He just came in right now.
Oh,
so
no.
I was like, what's up, punk? Lego, oh, man, you should go in the chat room.
Go in the chat room.
Yeah,
the
you
front.
Know what? Whatever. I beat his
Saigon,
ass out
call
of
in.
Night.
Saigon,
call
in, Saigon. Like Saigon. Yeah.
Yeah, Saigon,
man,
you little
up.
Pussy fucking call in. Put your money where your mouth is, you fucking small cock little fucking rubble.
Yeah. If Saigon calls in, do I have permission to give you a call, Lego? We can have a mediation or something like that?
Dude, you could give Saigon my number.
All right, good.
Wow. I don't give a fuck.
There it is. Well, Saigon, here's your challenge, man. If you want to man up, if you really have, you know, if you're going to back it up, then fuck, call us in, right?
And you know what, Saigon, seriously, you know, if you're listening, stop talking shit, man. Just enjoy the channel, have a good time. Stop being an asshole, and everybody will have, it'll go much better. You're supposed to be there to support us, not to fucking down us.
He likes the shit.
I mean, what are you listening for,
you
piece of shit?
If he keeps coming in and he knows everything that's going on, you know he's listening to every second of the shows on PCU. So you know he likes it. He's not liking it because he thinks it sucks. Okay.
Exactly.
I wouldn't spend months and months listening to a radio station just because I think they suck. Just to hear what they're gonna say. No, you listen to country music for a whole week. God, this country music sucks. I gotta hear it. You know, you're not gonna do some shit like that. You know he's into it, so don't play.
I can't hang with country music. Yeah.
He's got a Lego T-shirt. Lego. Like a big picture of you, and this is, I love Lego.
Lego, you got to make a graphic where Dr. Lego is made out in Legos. That's what.
Actually,
you
there, I have a, I do have a character that represents me that I created in a 3D rendering program.
Really?
It's pretty cool. I'll upload it, and you can see if you like it.
Is it made out of pork?
It's not made out of Lego. It's made out of some kind of green shit.
Okay.
Wow.
The dead loogies.
So yeah. Bucky got thrown off of American Idol.
Really? I haven't watched it.
I've been watching for the last couple of weeks. I work at a soul food restaurant now, and old black ladies love that show. So I know all about Bucky.
It's fucking hilarious.
I'm glad that he's gone. I like Catherine McPhee.
I don't think anyone of them is a real star. Who do you like?
Catherine McPhee. I peel that back, and I beat it up.
Yeah, well, I'm saying you'd like to fucking stick a head in the pillow is what you'd like.
Yeah, I peel it back and I'd beat it up.
She a white girl?
Well, yeah, but
yeah,
I'm saying
course.
As far as the singer, she ain't even a pimple on my ass.
I thought the little black girl did well with the Queen song. Other than that, I thought everyone else sucked.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job, and she had probably the easiest song, too. But she's weird looking, but, you know,
She sucks, dude. She's gonna go soon.
I think she's cuter than the white girl with the blonde hair. I don't like her.
Who, Kelly Pickler?
No, I'm not a big fan.
She's annoying. You know, Kelly Pickler, to me, is nothing more than, like, I mean, she's a chick I'd like to just, you know, like, fuck her in the ass and then wipe my dick off on her and leave, you know?
She probably looks hot to you because you're a northerner, but, like, down here, those girls are dead. So she's not that important to me. Like, Catherine McPhee is, like, kind of classy looking, and so I'm into her.
Yeah, dude, you know, Kim's like a dirty redneck whore looking kind of.
Who's your girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've seen her titties on video.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Well, not bad.
Why am I really? Being left?